The Chazal in several places write that the reason that the Jews were redeemed from Mitzrayim was because they didn't change, and then there's a varying list of what it is exactly they didn't change. In Vayikra Rabba, Lamed Bet says they didn't change their names, they didn't change their language, and they didn't engage in Lashon Hara. In other versions, it also writes that they didn't engage in Arayot, in promiscuous behavior. The most famous version of the Midrash, which, as the footnoter points out, in Midrash Rabbah, we actually don't have in our collections of Midrash, but the Rishonim seem to have had a text of the Midrash, was that the Jews were redeemed from Mitzrayim because they didn't change their names, their language, and their clothes. So what I want to do quickly is just deal with this question of not changing your name, of using your Hebrew name, and the halachic implications of that. Each of the three here is a fascinating discussion in and of itself. Someone happened to be asking me about language, and I was told that there's a book that was just published on the topic a few years ago, just dealing with modern approaches to Hebrew versus Yiddish. But we'll just focus quickly on names. So this Midrash is quoted without much explanation, but in many, many poskim, usually in Hilchos Gittin, meaning when they're discussing names. The Archa Shulchan, his discussion of Gittin, has a little passage bemoaning the fact that people don't use the Hebrew name. The Israel Hildesheimer in his Tshuvos, the Tshuva Me'ava in his Tshuvos, which, right, we're now ranging from the sort of the more modern poskim in Germany to poskim, right, in other parts of Europe. They quote it, but they don't really get into the question of, right, is this an obligation? Is it biblical? Is it rabbinic? Is it a nice thing to do? So I want to deal with two questions, right? One is, what is the level of this obligation, if there is one? And the second is, to the extent that there is a value in using your Hebrew name, why is that the case, right? I go by Jonathan, so you know I'd better come up with some leniency, but we'll start with it. Okay, so in terms of the level of the Isser, there were poskim who thought that it was a Isser d'oraisa, it was a biblical prohibition to not use your Hebrew name based on the chiyuv of v'chukoseim lo seilechu, not to follow the non-Jewish ways, and these poskim tended to be Hungarian, starting in the 19th century. You find it first in the Maram Shik, in Shuva Kuf Samechtet. You find it in his Talmud, the Maharshag, in Yoredeya Simen Kuf Tzadi Dalid. There he even says that it's usher to use last names. The Maram Shik, actually his grandfather, when the government forced them to take last names. This is the apocryphal story that is recorded. I don't know the proof, but you'll see it recorded every so often. Took the name Shik because it stands for Shem Yisrael Kodesh. It was itself a protest against taking non-Jewish names. In more modern poskim, the Dibritziner in Shuvas Ber Moshe, Chelek Ches, Shuva Yud Ches, writes that it is even an obligation to change your name on government forms. Right? It's not just that you have to use your Jewish name, but you should go to the government office and legally change your name. And he is very proud of the fact that he, in fact, apparently did that when he came to Brooklyn. So there were those who thought that based on Mechukoseim Lo Seilechu, it was a biblical prohibition to not use your Hebrew name. The problem is that there's a Gemara in Gittin, Daf Yud Aleph, which those who are doing Daf Yomi will remember it from about a week and a half ago, where the Gemara says that if you have a get which comes to you from Chutz La'aretz, and the names are the names of non-Jews, it is kasher, because rov, shemot shel akum v'chutz la'aretz, shemot de'kochavim, most Jews in the diaspora use their secular names. They don't use Jewish names, and therefore you can assume that it's a Jew. And the simple read of that Gemara, there doesn't seem to be any critique of this, is that there's no obligation. Maybe it's a nice thing, but it's not obligatory. And that is, in fact, the Marashdam picks up on that in Tshuva Kuf Tzadi Tet and writes that, in fact, there is no such obligation. He was dealing with Moranos from Portugal, that there's no obligation whatsoever. It's a midas chasidus. It's a nice thing to use your Hebrew name, but there is no obligation. Ramosha Feinstein, in a celebrated tshuva, though he himself retracted it, in Arachayim Chelek Dalet, tshuva Samach Vav, writes that perhaps the obligation, to the extent there was an obligation, only existed before Matan Torah. And he makes a simple distinction. He says, right, there are two things that make us Jewish. There's Jewish culture and then there's Torah. So before the giving of the Torah, it was much more important to use Jewish names, Jewish language, to dress Jewish. But after Matan Torah, we have something else which makes us Jewish, namely Torah mitzvos. So if you use your English name, but you have your koveya itim la Torah, you go to minyan three times a day, right, you are Jewish in a much deeper way than if you just happen to go by whatever Hebrew name you happen to go by. In later Tshuvot, he does pull back and say that he only said it as a svara. He's not totally convinced that it's correct. And lahalacha, he would still say it's better to use your Hebrew name, but that is the svara that he takes in many other poskim, like Ramosha's argument, and run with it, even though Ramosha himself was not so convinced. Rav Asher Weiss has a variation on it and writes that perhaps it's only prohibited if you change all three, right? If you insist on not using, right, speaking like a Jew, not dressing like a Jew, and not using your Jewish name, then you've, you know, sort of given up on Jewish culture. That's a problem, but as long as you have something which ties you to Jewish culture, so then that is going to be fine. And there are other poskim as well who think that the simple read of the Gemara is there is no such obligation. Maybe it's a midas chasid, it's a nice thing to do, but it is not an obligation. The second question is, to the extent that there's an obligation or even a midas chasidus, what is it based on? And there's two basic directions one could take. One is to say, as I mentioned before, that it's based on b'chukosam lo seilechu, that using non-Jewish names is potentially a problem of being like non-Jews. The other potential, and that's the way Rav Moshe Feinstein takes it, that's the way many of the poskim that I said, that I quoted, who thought that it was also midaraisa, took it. There's another possibility, which is to say that it's based on the holiness of the Hebrew language. And that's, for example, the way Rav Mordechai Eliyahu takes it, that because Hebrew is a holy language and has secrets built into it, so your name, which is Hebrew, has Kedusha. Now, what would be the difference between the two of them? So there's two main differences, right? One is, would a Yiddish name be a Jewish name or not? Right, would using your Yiddish name be a kiyum in this obligation or not? So Rav Moshe, who assumes that to the extent that there is a value in it, it's because it's of B'chuk Oseim, it's to not be non-Jewish, to be Jewish-like, then he says, well, a Yiddish name is also a kiyum, because it's not about Hebrew, it's about Jewish culture. If you think, though, that it's about the Kedusha of Hebrew, of Lashon HaKodesh, that would not be the case. Rav Moshe raises the same thing is true of Aramaic names, and therefore explains why in the Gemara so many people had Aramaic names. Another potential reason and value of using your Jewish name, which is a variation of the language thing, Rav Asher Weiss notes, is simply the fact that the Gemara thinks that Shema Garim, that your name has built into it certain secrets, certain power, so using it invokes whatever it was that your the kocho that your parents gave you when they named you. And there is just one last distinction that I saw. The Avnei Yashve quotes it in his Tshuvos in Tshuva Kuf Tzadi Vav, but he didn't realize that it's also in the Tshuvos of the Tzav Nesvanech and Tshuva Reish Ayin Hei, is he distinguishes between two types of non-Jewish names. There are English names like Jonathan, which my name, which is just a translation of a Hebrew name, and then there are English names which are not translations of Hebrew names. They're, you know, whatever, Peter, or something like that. He thinks that there's a distinction between those two, that if something is just a translation of the Hebrew, then it's fine. It's not about speaking Hebrew, it's about relating to the Jewish name. If something is totally divorced from the Hebrew, then he thinks it's a bigger problem. But, le'alacha, that's the range of the positions, but I think the majority position, and the simplest read of the Gemara, and I think the Minag HaNahog, is like Rav Moshe in his Tshuva, and Rav Asher Weiss in his piece, that while there is, you know, some value in to using your Hebrew name because of the Kedusha in it and all the value to it, it's not a hard and fast halacha, and those who use English names, there's nothing wrong with it. I think that's the basic halacha, but Raksha Teda, the other issues that exist.